Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and all of that other stuff in the foreign languages that I don't know how to speak. Hi, this is this is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. I would say where you meet the artist, but we do not have an artist on today. It's just me and my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Terry? Merry Christmas, everybody out there.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well. Yes, this is going to be this is our two-hour smooth holiday music show, and we have some great music lined up for you. Some artists, new artists, indie artists. Let me tell you some of the names we have. Brian O'Neill, Greg Karukas, Jeanette Harris, Joel Del Rosario, Lisa McClowry, Marilyn Biglis, Martin Bloxon, and more. So we have a lot of music lined up and ready to play for you. So I hope that you can stay with us. In the chat room, thanks for hanging out with us. Cheryl Hartford, Joe in Germany, and Tamara, thank you guys for hanging out with us. You can join us in the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath the Smooth Holiday Music Show. And I know that Mike and I are not as exciting to talk to as the artists, but you are welcome to call in.
They don't like us, Terry. They don't like us.
I know.
They only use us to get you the artist. That's all.
But you are more than welcome to call in and speak to us on 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. We're not that exciting to talk to, Mike, you know, but hey.
They don't even say hi. They say, hey, Brian. Hey, Bonnie. You know, hey, Will. They like, hey, hello. Like, I'm Mike. I'm, you know, they don't want to talk to us. They don't want to talk to us at all.
All right. So, Mike, I've been meaning to tell you this, but I don't know if you know yet. But do you know that your boo is now on Twitter?
Oh, Anita, she's on Twitter now. Oh,
she's
okay. I didn't know
Twitter.
That.
Oh yes, her Twitter name is I am Anita Baker.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out then. Okay. Sure.
You can now follow your boo on Twitter.
That's right. That's right. You're following my baby. That's right.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny. All right. Well, we do have, like I said, we have a great lineup of music for you. We have some smooth jazz news for you. I think I'm going to go ahead. I want to start the set off with a really fun song. And, Mike, I want to ask you a question. When you listen to Christmas music on the radio there in Baltimore, was it WHUR?
Well, that's D.C. D.C. area, okay. WHUR, yes.
Okay. Is there one particular Christmas song that you look for, them to play, or that you know they're going to play?
Not really, because, you know, I'm not really a radio person. I mostly listen to my CDs and everything. But what I like to listen to, and I posted this on Facebook, is that all these guys, all these artists that we have today, they make some good Christmas music now, okay? I love it. It's good. But nobody can touch the old Temptations CD, okay? The Temptations is my thing. Temptations Christmas. That's it right there.
Okay.
That's all I need.
And that is a classic. It wouldn't be Christmas without Silent Night by The Temptations, for me.
That's right.
You know, that is a classic song that you expect to hear every year on the radio on Christmas. But there is another song, Mike, that I was hoping that you would know. It's a fun song. It's a crazy song. Gosh, I don't want to give away too many hints, but it's really fun. And so think about it for a minute. It's not like a rap song, but it's not a rapper, and it's not a rap song, but it is. Gosh, I don't even know how to describe it. Well, maybe they don't even play it in the Baltimore area.
I don't know. Well, let's get into it and see if we can conjure up some memories of Christmas past.
Okay, I'm going to start this set off with a song called The Christmas Blues, and it's by Quad City DJs. And I'm sure once you hear it, you will recognize it right away.
Hello? I would like to speak to Bon Quisha. Yes, this is Otis.
She don't want to talk to you.
Well, tell her she is going to hear me one way or the other. Either she steps outside or either she's going to hear me through the door. You know, Bon Quisha, ever since you and I stopped seeing each other, I ain't been doing nothing but thinking. I ain't been able to sleep. I ain't been able to do nothing that required you being in it. Baby, I know that we've had rough times before, but we got through it. Like the time all the power went off in the house, and we had to finish cooking the collard greens on the Happy Eater, but we did it together. All the time that the defroster didn't work on the microwave, and the turkey was still frozen, remember, we had to get chicken down from Larry's Long Neck Lead Quarter Late Night Chicken House. Remember? But now I don't have you, and that's why I'm having these Christmas blues. Yes, Christmas blues. Sometimes I wonder, was it worth it? Waking up early in the morning to go to the little champ, to get you 3 pickle eggs, some Lay's plain potato chips, and a Coca-Cola. I said, self, was it worth it? And myself answered back, yes, it was well worth it. I miss you, and I love you so much, I'll do anything to make you mine again. I'm also lonely, so sad and blue. I'm spending Christmas Day without you. I am very, very sad and lonely. But anyway, let me tell you something. I do have you in the care as a present this year. I had y'all a present last year, but, you know, my alternator broke in my truck. And, you know, I need my truck for to go to work. And so I had to take the receipt, take all the presents back, and fix my alternator. But I do got you a present this year. I didn't have time to wrap it up. I got in some brown pick and save bags. Also, I got some wine. I got some cold duck, baby. You need to open the door. He quacking. I remember one Christmas, maybe 3 Christmases ago, we ran out of ham, and you said you wanted another ham. But you really didn't say you wanted another ham. I just figured that's what you wanted. So they had a 12 dozen crab special, so I got you a dozen of big blue crabs. I mean, I'm just saying, I just hope this Christmas is a little different. You know, I just want a little turkey, a little of that sweet, sweet plum dressing. You know, I just want the kids to be happy. And, you know, Bon Quisha, I know when we got married, I vowed to give you diamonds and pearls. But when I hurt my back at work, my workman's comp could only get zirconia and Gannon necklaces. I also said that when we moved out of your mama's house, we were going to move into a place double her size. That's why I got 2 trailers and put them together. Yes, babe, a double wide. All those things I done for you and the kids, but I still have these Christmas blues because I'm spending Christmas out the kids and you. I love you, Bon Quisha, I love you. But you know what? One thing I want to tell you this year about Christmas, last year when you served up all the turkey and everything, and you know, all of the trimmings and everything, when the cranberry dressing got round to me, there was none left. So please, I hope you have 2 cans of cranberry dressing in there, because I love that cranberry sauce. Please, thank you, and please open the door, baby, it's cold.
Okay,
oh,
Mike, you...
Where did you find this at? Oh, my goodness.
You never heard
Bon
that
Quisha
song?
No. I've never heard that. That's my first time hearing that. Wow.
They play it here every year. They play it here every year. That is just too hilarious. That is so hilarious.
Wow. Hey, had to move out their mama to her mama.
Oh.
child, it is too late to rest on Mary's lap. It's sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch on.
Whose wounds never heal. can't believe it's Christmas again. Oh, oh, oh. With all the sorrow in this life, all the pain and all the strife, it's hard to find the meaning of it all. Celebrate the day. The wreath is on the front door. The candles shine so bright. The feast is on the table. And everything feels right. 'Cause we're all here together. And only for this night.
Beautiful voice. That was Michael Dunstan. I Can't Believe It's Christmas, the name of the song. Before that was Martin Bloxon from his CD, A Christmas to Remember, with What Child Is This? And starting off that set, Quad City DJs from their all-star Christmas CD with Christmas Blues. I like to say, a.k.a. the Bomquisha song.
Bomquisha. That was too funny.
Yes, yes, they play that every year here, and we all look forward to hearing that song. We all look, that's another classic that I think, you know, we can't hear on the radio, that cannot be played on the radio. I mean, that one and The Temptations' Silent Night are the two songs we look forward to hearing too on the radio here, both classics.
Mm-hmm.
Both classics. Too funny. So I want to let everyone know that, you know, last Wednesday, we had scheduled Greg Manning for an interview, and we had some technical difficulties with that. So he has been rescheduled for this coming Tuesday, the 21st, at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Keyboardist Greg Manning. He's the former keyboardist for Norman Brown. So hopefully that show will go well, and we can get him on and talk to him about working with Norman. All right, Mike, so do we want to tell the guys about our top 10 show coming up?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yes, yes, let's inform these people of the rules, because I've been getting a lot of I can't even say hate mail, but I've been getting a lot of fan mail from certain artists, fans, and managers. I've even got some managers hit me up requesting that I vote for their clients. But we have to give them the rules and let them know, you know, what criteria fits into our top 10 of 2010.
Okay. Now, actually, what's going to happen is Mike and I each are picking 20 CDs, 10 for major artists and 10 for indie artists. So it's really going to be our top 20 each. So we'll have like 40 songs, 40 picks, and some of we're picking, you know, the same artists, but not necessarily in the same order. And these are artists that we have interviewed in 2010 and that released a CD in 2010.
Terry,
yes,
could you please repeat that for the people that are a little slower than others, because they seem to not know, you know, how to listen real closely. So listen again, everybody. Listen again.
These are artists that we have interviewed in 2010 and who have released a CD in 2010. So
I could put that in bold letters. I could put that in bold letters, but y'all can't see it right now. But yeah,
now,
artists
that we have interviewed and released a CD in 2010. Now, there are artists that have released CDs in 2010 that we have not interviewed. So these are the artists that we have interviewed and have released a CD in 2010. Those will be our top 10 picks. Okay.
Yes. For both major and independent labels, independent artists.
Right.
Okay, so please stop sending Paul Brown. No, I know we haven't interviewed Paul Brown, okay? Please don't do it. Norman Brown, I love Norman Brown CD. It's a nice CD. It is a top 10 qualifier, but not a TSJ top 10 qualifier, because Norman, as you all know, hasn't been on the show yet. So Norman doesn't qualify.
Jonathan Butler also released a CD this year, but we have not interviewed Jonathan Butler. So he would not be included in the list. So that's how it's
going. We don't want to make anybody mad at all. Cause I know we're going to be making some people mad. And some of these artists, I understand y'all, you know, want to throw y'all CD out there and support yourselves. Great. I love that. I love it. You know, tell me to vote for you. Yes. But when I don't pick you, don't get mad at me, okay?
We were going to reveal our top 10 on today's show, but it has not been easy. We thought this was going to be a slam dunk. We could just put this list together, but not true.
No.
Not true at all. Mike and I have been working on this list for the past week, and we still have not gotten a complete list yet. So our top 10 CD Smooth Jazz picks for 2010, the show will be on Thursday, December 30th.
Yeah,
and that's
going to
be
a show.
7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. We will have our list together then, and we will play the songs of our top 10 picks as well.
Yes.
All right.
And we encourage fans to call in to let us know what song or what album or CD was the best of their liking in 2010, regardless of if they've been on TSJ or not.
Exactly.
And artists as well. If you're an artist and you want to call in to promote your CD, or say, hey, you know, I know I didn't make it, but, you know, mine is coming out, or, you know, or, hey, listen to mine or buy mine, we encourage you guys to do that as well.
All righty. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun, and we'll see what happens. All right. All right, let's get back to some music. So it's no secret that my favorite artist is Brian Culberson, and I have some songs from his A Soulful Christmas CD. One of my favorite songs on this CD is Angels We Have Heard on High. I absolutely love the way he did this song, and Peter White is on guitar. A beautiful song. That was Marilyn Beglis from her My Christmas Wish CD with the title track. Before that, keyboardist Brian O'Neill from his Tis the Season CD with Hark the Herald Angel Sings with Warren Scott. That's one of my favorites on that CD. And starting it off with Brian Culberson from his A Soulful Christmas CD with Angels We Have Heard on High with Peter White on guitar. That song, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when they were recording that song. It is so beautiful to me, and I love the strings in that, Angels We Have Heard on High. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So, Mike, what plans do you have for Christmas?
Just watching the kids unwrap their presents. You know, that's it. You know, once you get to a certain age, Christmas isn't as exciting anymore. You know, because you got to fight with the people inside the malls, and you know, fight over the next big toy, and you know, things like that. So you know, my joy comes in just watching them unwrap their gifts and play with their gifts all day and everything. So. Especially
and
now
what
that I have a daughter, too, so.
That was my next question. What are you getting our TSJ baby, Jordan?
Oh, man, she has everything. Right now, I got her some Dora the Explorer gifts and doll babies. I got her, she watches some cartoon called Ni Hao Kailin or something. I don't know. I just sit there and watch it with her. I don't know. And she loves Yo Gabba Gabba, so I got her some Yo Gabba Gabba figures and things like that. So and I got her some coloring books. She loves to color. So, you know, just a lot of different stuff that she watches on Nick Jr. and a lot of coloring books and everything like that. And got a couple of books that we can kind of read her to bed and everything.
Oh. Jordan is our TSJ baby. If you have not seen her, Mike has posted a couple of pictures of her on his Facebook page. Too cute. She is just too cute. So I refer to her as the TSJ baby. She's a doll. She's a doll. Well, I have a big family. I have three sisters and two brothers. They're all here, and we pull names every year. So we pull names, and I got my daughter's name. So after the show, I will be on my way out shopping for her and doing that. And then getting our little, you know, our Christmas dinner together. Everybody's coming over here for Christmas for dinner. We're going over to one of my sisters for breakfast. And then it's been Christmas dinner here for some martinis. I think I'm going to make that candy cane swirl martini that I posted on the Martini Club group page on Facebook. So check that out. Lori just posted a bunch of great new downloadable cards from Grey Goose, recipe cards for drinks. So those are posted on the group, the Martini group page on Facebook as well, if you want to check that out. So, we are the Martini Club, so we will be drinking some martinis.
All right. That sounds like a treat. Is that a show enough cooking?
Show Enough will be there, yes. We're not doing ribs, though, but Show Enough will be there for sure.
Okay, bro. Okay, so Show Enough, that's all his specialty is ribs,
Yes, okay. Yes. He will be, and in fact, my mother did mention to him that it's time to do another barbecue, so I guess we will be doing one sometime next month so he can put the ribs on the grill.
Okay, all right. Show Enough ribs for Christmas. All right. There we go.
All right, yes. Okay, so when did we interview Schiltz? A couple of months ago?
Yeah, I think back in September, October, I think it was.
Okay. And at the time, he was working on a new CD. It was not ready to play, and we didn't really have any music from the CD to play. Well, it has now been released. It's called Going Underground. It features Rick Braun, Nick Colleone, Ricky Peterson, Mark Antoine, and Brian Simpson. And there are eight original tunes, plus a remake of the 75 Brecker Brothers hit, Sneaking Up Behind You. So it's available on CD Baby, and this is his first independent CD on his own label, Blanket Records. So check Schiltz out. Check out his new CD. You can pick that up now on CDBaby.com. So we have to get him back on the show so he can talk to us about this CD and him going indie now. So that's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. All right, time to get back to some music. My favorite R&B artist, Luther Vandross, from his This Is Christmas CD, this is the Mistletoe Jam.
Girl, come on over here and get under this mistletoe with me.
I'm not getting under that mistletoe with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to act when you get under there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
The last time I got under that thing with you.
What happened?
The last time I got under there with you, I had twins.
Tell it all.
DJ plays the one jam that makes you want somebody. It's Yeah.
Oh, love that. Love that. That was Greg Kourakos from the very best of Christmas by Trippin' and Rhythm label. At the time, all of the artists that were on the label did a song for on this CD, and that was called Green Sleeves. Luther Vandross started off the set with This Is Mistletoe Jam from his This Is Christmas CD. And, of course, we lost Luther in July of 2005. I miss him so much. And Boney James from his funky Christmas CD with This Christmas with Dee Harvey on vocals. All right. So, Mike, you have any concerts coming up in your area this month?
This month? I haven't been really looking into the paper, so no. No concerts this month. New Year's Eve, no. Not too many smooth jazz concerts going on up in here. It's New Year's Eve and Christmas time.
And what do you do New Year's Eve? Do you guys go out?
No, mostly I just stay in on New Year's Eve and watch Dick Clark. I've been hanging with Dick Clark for the past 20 years. It's been me and Dick Clark, you know.
Oh, I heard that.
I don't do too much of the clubbing and going out to the parties, paying $75 a ticket to get in and all that. I'd just rather stay home and watch Dick Clark. Me and Dick have a good time. Just, you know, watch the ball drop.
Yeah, I pretty much do the same thing here in Las Vegas. They close down the Strip. The Strip is a street of hotels and casinos, and it's just a strip of hotels and casinos, and it's mostly where the tourists hang out when they come to visit. And they shut it down New Year's Eve, probably like about 5 p.m., 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, they shut it down and until the next morning. And people come in from, you know, the surrounding area, and it'd be thousands and thousands of people out on the Strip just hanging out, waiting for, you know, 12 midnight to show up. And if you don't have a room, if you are not a guest in one of the hotels on the Strip, you do not get into the casino. They will not let you in. You have to show your key card that you are a guest in the hotel before they will let you in. Just that many people down there hanging out. And just, it's like, that's just crazy. It is just crazy.
Wow. Well, I do know that on New Year's Day, I do what every, man does on New Year's Day, and that's watch football.
Okay.
So So.
No, Tamara asked me about cars. She said, no cars on the Strip, no cars, nothing but wall-to-wall people. Wall-to-wall people on the Strip. One year, this guy climbed up a light pole, and he fell off and died, you know. So they just it's just crazy. I mean, it's just so many people there. You know, it's like bumper-to-bumper car traffic, but you're like shoulder-to-shoulder. It's just that many people there. And I've never done it. I've never gone on the Strip. That's just too many people for me. I would not want to be in that kind of crowd, but...
That's crazy. They say
it's, you know, we watch it on TV every year and we see it and they seem to be having a good time. But I'm like, there's just no way I want to be out there with all those people trying to get back home. And you can't park. You have to, you know, the parking is crazy because there's no place to park. So wherever you park, you have to walk to the Strip. And it's just a madhouse down there. Just a madhouse.
Now, one thing I want to do that I plan on doing soon, hopefully, you know, within the next year or two, is to go to New York City, to go to Times Square, where they do the ball drop and everything, because that looks very exciting. Now, I want to go up there and just hang out in the crowd and just be there when the ball drops and everything.
I wouldn't mind doing that either. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I watched that, too. Every year and see that. We have a phone call. I'm area code 310. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is I'm Atina Doreen from I'm the event producer for the Wayman Tisdale Tribute.
Well, hello, Amachina. I'm glad you said that because I knew I was going to mispronounce your name. Welcome to the show. So I asked her to call in because I received an email. There is a fundraiser coming up for the Wayman Tisdale Foundation in February, and I asked her to call in to give us some more information about this. So please tell us about this fundraiser.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this because L.A. is finally going to have an incredible tribute to Wayman Tisdale. It's going to be on Friday, February the 18th, 2011,
mm-hmm.
from 7 the one at the new Mavericks flat in L.A.
Okay. Okay. And that's a Jazz and Grill restaurant?
Yes, it is. It's newly renovated. Mavericks flat was a place back in the 70s and 80s. It was voted one of the most decadent places in L.A., and it's the place where people like Jim Brown, Ike and Tina Turner, The Temptations, all the, you know, black celebrities would hang out.
Okay.
And it's been recently renovated to the tune of $3 million.
Wow.
It's awesome. It has three levels and, you know, dance floor, of course, the stage area, and it's a very upscale supper club.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So now, go ahead, Mike.
I'm not just going to ask her because I know that you guys are going to have 30 performers for the cause in on one night. So now part of these performers are Lenny Williams, Earl Johnson Jr., Tom Braxton, and Mike Phillips. And I know that there's more to be announced. Have you guys gotten any other confirmations?
Well, our MC is going to be Petri Hawkins Bird, and people know him from as the bailiff on Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
But he is an actor and a comedian, and he's more known for that than what he's known on the Judge Judy show. So he's going to be our MC. Pat Prescott from 94.7 The Wave is one of our co-hosts. And then all the guys from the Funky Planetarians on the Funk CD are going to be there.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. That is so cool. That is so cool. So this is a benefit for the Wayman Tisdale Foundation, and there's going to be a CD release party as well. Again, it's February 18th. That's a Friday from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. You guys are going to be partying hard.
Exactly. We're going to sweat our hair back.
Mm-mm. And this is also cool. At the same time of the basketball. What is it, Mike?
The All-Star game.
All-Star weekend.
It's happening during the same time as the NBA All-Star weekend, and so we're expecting to get some of Wayman's friends from the NBA to come out. We put out invitations to several people, you know, that everyone will know, like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, all of them. And so we're hoping that they'll come out in support of the event as well.
Wow, I hope so, too. That's going to be a great event. That's going to be really good.
Now, one other thing that you guys are also doing as well that I like is in tribute to the funk record, you're encouraging some guests, if they want to dress up in 80s and 70s gear.
Absolutely. We want to see some Afro wigs, some platforms, some headbands.
Oh, that is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a
funk theme event, and there's two parts to it. From about 7 to 9, it's going to be a VIP red carpet arrival with a plated and seated dinner, and it's going to be a couple of top-name smooth jazz artists that will perform. And then from 9 to 1, it will be the CD release party, another smooth jazz concert, a full 90-minute funk concert until 1 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I'm in Las Vegas. I am going to have to drive down for that.
You definitely will. You definitely will. We hope everybody can come out and support the event. The tickets go on sale on our blog spot on this Monday.
Okay.
And we also like people to buy the Funk CD. When you all did that great interview on November 21st with Derek and with Regina,
mm-hmm.
you were encouraging them to buy the Funk CD, and Mac Avenue Records really needs to see that their support for that CD. And so I want to offer people a special offer for anyone who buys that Funk CD. If they take a picture of the Funk CD with their receipt and they send it to me, I will send them one of the posters that's being created just for this event by fine artist Betty Miner.
Okay. Repeat that again, please.
Anyone who buys the Funk CD, if they will take a picture of themselves with the CD and the receipt, and if they email me that picture, I will mail them a poster that's being specifically made for this fundraising event.
Wow.
And the person who is doing the poster is Betty Miner. And a lot of you might know her because she's done almost every smooth jazz artist out there.
Yes. Yes.
So this is a special commission, and Betty is doing this at no cost to us. But I would love to show Mac Avenue that we have support for that funk CD. So I will send anyone up to the first 500 who send me a photo of the funk CD and their receipt, they got a poster.
Oh, and wow. Okay, what's your email address?
My email is you're the jazz queen, I'm the jazz gypsy.
Okay.
Uh-oh. There we go.
And my motto is, have jazz, we'll travel.
All right, now.
So my email is the jazz gypsy, thejazzgypsy@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay, the jazz gypsy @gmail.com.
All right.
Well, cool. All right. And then let everyone know where they can go to get tickets.
Right, yeah.
They can go to the blog, which is the Wayman Tisdell Fundraiser .blogspot.com.
Okay. And I'll repeat that, and I'll post that in the chat room as well for everyone, and then I'll definitely give that out again. The Wayman Tisdell Fundraiser @blogspot.com. Got it. Okay.
That's correct.
Wow.
And can I give a shout out to some of the people who are involved?
Sure. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Of course, Regina Tisdell, the Wayman Tisdell Foundation, Pat Prescott, Betty Grace Miner, DJ Jonathan Phillips, Ambrose, who is an amazing event photographer, my group, which is the Leimert Park Group, and a shout-out to our sponsors, Union Bank and Mac Avenue Records.
All right. And also, I want to thank you for allowing Talking Smooth Jazz to be an industry supporter. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. All right. Well, this is going to be a great event. I'm very excited about it, and I definitely will have to make my way down there for this one, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm Ashina. I hope I pronounced that right.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us about this great event.
Thank you, and thank you for playing Christmas Blues and getting us all in the spirit.
Now, you've heard of the song, right?
I have never heard that before.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to hear it again. Can you play it again?
Yes. In fact, I will play it again. I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in with this information, and I will definitely – we will post this on our Facebook page as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. That's too funny. She hadn't heard the song either. Okay. I'm going to replay this song again. It's called The Christmas Blues, and it's by the Quad City DJs. So here we go.
Hello? I would like to speak to Bon Quisha. Yes, this is Otis.
She don't want to talk to you.
Well, tell her she is going to hear me one way or the other. Either she steps outside or either she's going to hear me through the door. You know, Bon Quisha, ever since you and I stopped seeing each other, I ain't been doing nothing but thinking. I ain't been able to sleep. I ain't been able to do nothing that required you being in it. Baby, I know that we've had rough times before, but we got through it. Like the time all the power went off in the house and we had to finish cooking the collard greens on the happy heater, but we did it together. All the time the defroster didn't work on the microwave and the turkey was still frozen, remember, we had to get chicken down from Larry's long neck leg quarter late night chicken house. Remember? But now I don't have you, and that's why I'm having these Christmas blues. Yes, Christmas blues. Sometimes I wonder, was it worth it? Waking up early in the morning to go to the little champ to get you 3 pickle eggs, some Lay's plain potato chips, and a Coca-Cola. I said, self, was it worth it? And myself answered back, yes, it was real worth it. I miss you, and I love you so much. I'll do anything to make you mine again. I'm also lonely, so, so sad and blue. I'm spending Christmas Day without you. I'm very, very sad and lonely. But anyway, let me tell you something. I do have you and the kids a present this year. I had y'all a present last year, but, you know, my alternator broke in my truck. And, you know, I need my truck for to go to work. And so I had to take the receipt, take all the presents back, and fix my alternator. But I do got you a present this year. I didn't have time to wrap it up. I got in some brown pick and save bags. Also, I got some wine. I got some cold duck, baby. You need to open the door. He quacking. I remember one Christmas, maybe three Christmases ago, we ran out of ham, and you said you wanted another ham. But you really didn't say you wanted another ham. I just figured that's what you wanted. So they had a 12 dozen crab special, so I got you a dozen of big blue crab. I mean, I'm just saying, I just hope this Christmas is a little different. You know, I just want a little turkey, a little that sweet, sweet plum dressing. You know, I just want the kids to be happy. And, you know, Bonquista, I know when we got married, I vowed to give you diamonds and pearls. But when I hurt my back at work, my workman's comp could only get zirconia and Ganda necklaces. I also said that when we moved out of your mama's house, we were going to move into a place double her size. That's why I got two trailers and put them together. Yes, babe, a double wide. All those things I done for you and the kids, but I still have these Christmas blues because I'm spending Christmas out the kids and you. I love you, Bonquisha. I love you. But you know what? One thing I want to tell you this year about Christmas. Last year, when you served up all the turkey and everything, and you know, all of the trimmings and everything, when the cranberry dressing got round to me, there was none left. So please, I hope you have two cans of cranberry dressing in there because I love that cranberry sauce. Please, thank you, and please open the door, baby. It's cold.
That is too funny, I swear. Oh, my goodness. You said he promised a diamond and pearls, but it wasn't just talking, only zirconias. That's it. Hey, man. Hey.
Oh, my God. I have got to find the writer of that song and get him on this show because I want to know what the inspiration was behind that song. That is just too funny.
Oh, man. He said he wanted to play it double the size, so he got two trailers. He put some things together. Oh, my God. Oh, no. That is too funny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's too funny. Okay. That was the, Lord have mercy, Quad City DJs. The name of the CD is All Star Christmas, and the name of the song is Christmas Blues, but it's X-M-A-S, Blues. Oh, my God. I have got to find the guys that did this song. We have got to get them on the show because I want to know how they came up with that. That's too funny. I was dying over here. Yeah, I'm just dying over here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. All right, well, I just introduced you all to a brand new song that you, I guess, have never heard before. So if you need to get that song and add that to your Christmas collection. Definitely add that to your collection.
Yeah. Yes. You say, after all the hair was gone, baby, I just thought you wanted some more. You didn't ask for it, but I went on and got it, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh-wee. Okay. Okay. Anyway, the Wayman Tisdale fundraiser, again, if you buy the CD and take a picture of yourself holding the CD with a receipt and you send this picture to Miss Amashima at thejazzgypsy@gmail.com, you will receive a Betty Miner poster. And if you have not seen Betty Miner's work, she does beautiful, beautiful work. She designed the award for the American Smooth Jazz Awards. I'm looking at a poster that she did for the 2007 Smooth Jazz Cruise that Brian Culberson hosted. She does some beautiful, beautiful work. She's on Facebook as well. Her name is spelled BETTEMINER. And Google her and check out her website and look at her work. She does beautiful, beautiful work. So I know this poster is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great poster. So definitely, if you buy the CD, if you do not have the Funk, Wayman Tisdale's The Funk record, you are missing out on a treat.
Yeah.
Trust me when we tell you, you are missing out on a treat. It is a good CD. All funk. Wayman is funny. The Funky Planetarians, Get Down with the Funk. It's a good CD. So definitely go pick that up on Amazon.com or wherever you can buy it and get and have your CD and have someone take a picture of you and send that to Amashima so you can get one of those posters. Again, you can Google the Wayman Tisdale fundraiser for the information about the fundraising, all the information on the artists and the tickets and all of that. The website is the Wayman Tisdale fundraiser .blogspot.com. The Wayman Tisdale fundraiser .blogspot, and that's B as in boy, L O G, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, OT.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now that I have calmed down. I can't believe y'all have never heard that song.
Never. I've never heard this song, but it's going to be in rotation every Christmas now.
Wow. All right. Let's get back to some more music from Shannon Kennedy's Almost That Time of Year CD with the title track.
Alvin.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, you know, many years ago when I started this group,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to sing bass. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's a good secret. Let's just keep it
between... It's not a secret, Alvin.
No,
I told everyone back
let's
then.
Keep it between me and you.
Wow.
I got this.
Okay,
got this.
Well, on this song that we're about to do,
mm-hmm.
we're about to do The Grinch.
Right.
And you do know that that's my favorite cartoon
of all time. I did know that.
All time.
So you want to hit this with me?
I want to sing some bass.
All right, we can do it. Let me start. Come with it.
Are you cool with that?
I'm fine with that. Are you cool with that? I'll start with that. I'll be the Grinch. You can be my henchman.
You're the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Hey, I'm the Grinch.
You really are a heel.
You're a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Thank you.
Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Emphasis on the black.
Oh, here we go.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half at home.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Check this one out.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Given the choice between the two of you, Claudie Mac, I take the
seasick crocodile.
Wow, that made me feel seasick, Alvin. Warm and fuzzy.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk. The three words best to describe you are as follows, and I quote:
to stink, stank, stung. Okay, heard that. Going there now. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I see.
You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. See, you're the king of sinful socks. Your heart's a dead tomato, smothered with moldy pepper spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable.
You mean?
Hanging up and tangled up in knots.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous supernova. You're a crooked, jerky Jackie, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toastal sandwich with horse in it all.
That wasn't bass.
No, it was whack.
You're whack.
You were kind of up high there.
Hey, buddy.
That was whack.
Do what you can do.
Not.
Thank you.
Now that's a classic,
yes,
right there.
Yes, that's, I'm glad you played that one. Yes, I love that.
That is a classic,
so
right
so.
There.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't do a Christmas show without playing that song.
Yes, definitely. I got to agree with you on that one. Like, the Temptations Christmas CD, you know, it's a classic because of the soul. The you can just feel it. You know, like you play that, you know, Christmas time is coming. I mean, it's just the feeling that it gives you.
I like that too. And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is another one that I like that they do as well. Yeah.
Now we got the Take Six CD, which was one of the other songs that you played, the Take Six, the Grinch introduction. But I mean, when you have a group like the Temptations, I mean, just the soul of it. I mean, we have a lot of R&B guys, jazz guys make CDs for Christmas, but nothing compares to the soulfulness of the Temptations. I mean, if nothing comes close, in my opinion, nothing comes close to that music.
It's that old school, you know?
Yeah.
It's that old school sound. I mean, that is a classic song right there. I love their version. I love the way they do it. And my mother likes it, too. It's like, I'm telling you, just cannot do, nobody, no terrestrial radio, internet radio, you just cannot do a Christmas show without including that song. And, of course, the Bonquisha song.
Yes, Bonquisha song, yes. But there's another song as well. We have this in the, a jazz artist remade the song. Of course, everybody knows the Donny Hathaway classic, This Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I love that as well. Like, because Donny Hathaway was another person who had that soulfulness. You know, like, it's just old school vibe, I guess. But there's a smooth jazz guitarist named Joel Del Rosario who did Donny's classic This Christmas song and smooth jazz version. So, sir, let's get into that.
Okay, I'll play that. Let me just tell you who I just played, though. The Temptations, Silent Night, that was taken from the Best of Temptations Christmas. Before that, Take Six, this is their brand new CD, That Wonderful Time of Year. That was Grinch Introduction. And before that was Shannon Kennedy. She is a saxophonist. I think Shannon is probably like 2021, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her CD is called Almost That Time of Year, and I played the title track. From Joel Del Rosario, this is This Christmas.
Thank you.
I think that is such a beautiful song. Such a beautiful song. That was Mary Did You Know by Kenny Loggins and Winona Judd. Before that, Vanessa Renee Williams with Oh Holy Night. And that's from the Soul of the Holidays CD. And Mike, you were telling me something about this CD earlier.
Yes. The Soul of the Holidays CD is a CD that's by Spur of the Moment. And they have a special guest on the CD like Mike Phillips with Angie Stone, Phil Perry. Like I said, you just mentioned Vanessa, and who else? The singer Joe, and I think the Tony Rich Project is also on the CD. And this CD is to help a nonprofit organization. I think it's called Food to Feed or something
Food
like
to
that.
Feed. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Food to Feed, and it is from the WHUR nonprofit organization. So this CD came out 2 years ago. And it's produced by Wayne Bruce of Spur of the Moment. And it's a very nice Christmas CD. It's called Soul for the Holidays. And if they can proceeds from that, like it goes to the Food to Feed Foundation. So you guys need to check that out as well. It's called Soul for the Holidays. And I think the website is soulfortheholidays.com, if I'm not mistaken.
And this CD is not available in stores. You have to go either to Amazon.com or CDBaby.com or the website SoulOfTheHolidays.com to purchase the CD. So it has Angie Stone, Joe, Phil Perry, Mesa, Spur of the Moment, Brian Culberson, Mike Phillips, Vanessa Renee Williams, Plunky, and Tony Rich are all on that CD. And as Mike said, it's to... it's a fundraiser for the Food to Feed nonprofit organization. So definitely check that out. And every time you buy this CD, or a portion of your money will go to that Food to Feed nonprofit organization. So that's a good deal. Good deal.
Yep.
The Soul of the Holidays is it the name of the CD. And before that was Joel Del Rosario with This Christmas. Now, Mike and I have been talking to Joel off and on for the past year. He's working on a new CD. I think the last time I talked to Joel, he said the mastering has been done and he was going to listen to it. So hopefully this CD will be released next month, February at the latest. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait to have him on the show to talk about it and hear his new music.
Yes, Joel is a very good artist. Like I said, he's been, like I told him, mentor for the past year, and he's been kind of nervous about some stuff and how the fans would receive the CD, but I said, hey, man, it's hot. The two tracks that he sent me and Terry are very, very hot.
Very nice. Yes, I agree. Very nice. So Joel, we're waiting, Joel. You know, we love you. We want the music, so we're waiting on that. All right, we have about 12 minutes left, and let me just say thank you again for those in the chat room. Beautiful Butterfly just joined us. Thank you for coming in. Tamara, Cheryl Hartford, and Cheryl, this is your first time. I do not remember seeing you in the chat room before, so thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. Cress and Joe in Germany, thank you all for hanging out with us. I think, Mike, what I'll do is just close the show with the rest of the music, unless you have something else you want to add.
Nothing, but like I said, remember just to support. One more thing, Terry. Yeah, we I think we forgot something.
All
you people out there on the West Coast, yeah, we got something for you guys. You guys have the ability to win tickets to see every artist, not one, but every artist for the whole year of 2011 at Yoshi's in Oakland. If you purchase a ticket to any of the remaining shows this month at Yoshi's in Oakland, you will be entered to win a pair of tickets to see every artist in 2011. That is a deal, okay? I wish I lived out there. I will put my name in there, okay? All you have to do is just enter your email when purchasing tickets online. You guys can go to yoshi.com/Oakland to see the lineup for the rest of the year. And I think that Miss Layla Hathaway will be there December 30th to January 2nd. So, again, those of you that are on the West Coast that attend Yoshi's in Oakland, I don't know how far it is from L.A. and things like that. I know Cali is pretty spread out. But if you guys are in the Oakland area or near there, like I said, please, like I said, that's one of the best deals you could contest you can enter, to go to every show in 2011 at Yoshi's by entering your email address and going to see a remaining show.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And also, Dave Koz will be on Fox tomorrow. He will be on the TV, on the special Kaleidoscope, a holiday spectacular on ice tomorrow. At 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. So you can go to his website, Dave Koz, for more information, and then you want to check your local listings for the exact time. But he will be performing on that Kaleidoscope, a holiday spectacular on ice tomorrow. That's on Fox, on the Fox channel, for Mr. Dave Koz. And don't forget about the Wayman Tisdale Funk Record offer that Amashina is making. If you buy the CD and you take a picture of yourself with the CD and the receipt and send it to her at thejazzgypsy@gmail.com, she will send you one of Betty Miner's posters that she is creating for the fundraiser event. And I'm telling you, her posters are beautiful. They are beautiful, beautiful. She does beautiful work. So you will not be disappointed, I'm sure, by that poster. So again, her email address is thejazzygypsy@gmail.com. And then you can check out all of the information on the fundraiser at thewaymantisdalefundraiser.blogspot.com. And I'll put all of that on our Facebook page as well. So we'll have that information. All right.
The website is very nice that they put up for this fundraising event. Like I said, the website is very nice. And like I said, anybody that's out there, you guys can also just buy the funk record for somebody for their Christmas present. It just takes a bit. Because I'm saying this CD is a very, very good CD, one of the best of the year. Of course, like I said, me and Terry have our top picks coming up. What day is it, Terry? The 29th?
On the 30th. December 30th is our top 10 picks.
Yes, top 10 picks for major artists and independent artists. Like I said, so it's going to be a good show. So you guys tune in to check that out as well. So, you know, you can, you know, kind of bash us about, you know, we didn't pick your favorite artist as one of our top 10 artists and things like that. So this is going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun show.
And on Tuesday, December 21st, our rescheduled interview with keyboardist Greg Manning. And then on Wednesday, December 29th, another keyboardist, Joel Gaines, will be on the show. And then again, as we said, on Thursday, December 30th, the last show for us, our top 10 smooth jazz picks for 2010. All right. All right. All right, well, I'm going to close the show with just the rest of the music that I have. We have 7 minutes left, so we'll just play out the 7 minutes. Thank you, everyone, in the chat room. Again, Tamara, have a great time tonight at the Dave Koz, Brian Culberson Christmas concert. Have a great time there. I'm Joe in Germany, Chris and Cheryl. Thank you all. Beautiful Butterfly, thank you all for joining us and hanging out with us the last 2 hours. If you are listening outside of the chat room, thank you for doing so. And if you are listening to an archive show, thank you as well. We appreciate the support that you all have given us this past year. It is truly, truly appreciated. Thank you so much. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen. The Jazz Queen.
You sound like the Quad City DJs right there.
Goodness. The Jazz Queen.
And Mike Riddles.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you on Tuesday. Until then, happy holidays and keep it smooth. This is from Jeanette Harris, Christmas CD. It is called, let me tell you here right quick, it's called Christmas Greeting, and this is My Favorite Things.